Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to reveal the tales of your life. So many secrets are locked inside your mind, but you're all equal in life, equal in love.
I know you're gonna dig this.
All right, let's go. Hey, yo, this is John from Hip Talk Radio. You're listening to Paranormal Talk with my homegirl, Annette Jones. Make sure you keep it locked for tarot card reading. A lot of interesting stories going on here. Paranormal Talk, Annette Jones. One love.
She was a bounce machine. She kept the moon in her dreams. She was a bounce damn woman that I ever seen. She had a thankless eyes telling me no lies. Knocking me out with those American thighs.
Good evening, everybody. What is today? It's November 3rd, isn't it? And this is Paranormal Talk. I'm your host, Annette Jones. And it is the first Tuesday of November, so we have on the line with us the beautiful and talented pet psychic, Tim Link. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Annette. How are you tonight?
I'm fine and dandy. How are you?
I'm beautiful and talented, apparently, so I'm doing pretty darn good. Life is good. Life is good. You know, I'm down here in the Atlanta area, and we had an opportunity to go up to the some property we have up in the North Georgia Mountains. Just beautiful. And today was 72 degrees and sunny, so I took my two boys out, Buzz and Woody, and we romped around the mountains for the afternoon, and it's just a glorious day. So it doesn't get any better than that.
What, no, I don't imagine. It sounds like you had a great day.
It is, but Daddy, awesome. Daddy's a little tired and his feet are a little sore, needless to say, so.
I know what you mean. Saturday night, on Halloween night, we did an investigation at a haunted hospital, and I walked around that place for 5 hours. And I'm still sore.
Wow. Did you guys get any readings or sightings or feelings or anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a full body apparition.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, and a lot of interesting things happened. And we're actually going to have the reveal on that investigation next week. So let's get back to talking about pets. I did have a question that it occurred to me that I have never asked you in over a year that you've been on my show.
Uh-oh.
What do pets like to talk about when you're not asking them specific questions? And do they talk to each other?
Well, they definitely talk to each other. They definitely talk to each other. It's not uncommon for them when we're talking about the telepathic connection, you know, you've seen two dogs, they're perfectly laying there in the same room together, they're sound asleep, and all of a sudden they both wake up at the exact same time, and they walk over to do the same exact thing. Now, they didn't have a big conversation about that we could hear, you know, that no barking, there's no none of those type of things. That's that telepathic connection where one of them says, hey, it's time to get up. Let's go do something. Let's go, you know, let's go out for our potty. Let's go out and get something to eat. Whatever it may be, they're connecting with each other, and they can do that telepathically. So even though they may be sound asleep, they still have that connection with each other. So they definitely do that. And, you know, as far as what they talk about, you know, for everybody listening, you don't have to worry. They don't always talk about you. Okay, so,
right.
put away your human egos a little bit. It's not all about you. I'm sorry, but occasionally they have other things on their mind. But yeah, it's based on the individual personality and each individual thought pattern and everything of that particular animal. So it's just like us. You know, some are very talkative, and they when we're not there asking them specific questions, they'll talk about whatever is on their mind, and they may chat it up, and they may be talking about how they're feeling. They may be talking about what they want to eat. They can talk about things that are going on around them. You know, they're so glad the kids are gone to school. They can rest a little bit. So whatever they're wanting to talk about is exactly what they talk about. So when we have the individual consultations with people, of course, you know, you are asking me questions about your pets, and I'm getting information back, just like we're going to do on the show tonight for the pictures that we have from the people that submitted and hopefully will call in. We'll ask those questions. But from time to time, they'll also step forward and say things that they want you to know, things that maybe you're not realizing or seeing or thinking of, but they think is important for you to know in your life. So those may come out in the readings that we do tonight, and they definitely come out in the individual personal consultations that I do with people.
Okay. So what do your pets talk to you about? I'm just curious.
Yeah, you know, it really is dependent tonight. You know, tonight's a great example. You know, we had this great day up in the mountains, and we ran around quite a bit. But my boys, as I've talked about a lot on the show, they have a lot of issues as far as allergies are concerned and other issues are concerned. And the one in particular, Buzz, he is very prone to not only food allergies but environmental allergies. So he's allergic to Bermuda grass, for instance. So if he's out in the Bermuda grass too long, or especially if it's damp or wet, we have to wipe him down. And here in Georgia, Bermuda's pretty prevalent, so we have to be careful of that. So today, for instance, we come home, we get everybody squared away, everybody's fed. I'm finally kicking back for about an hour or so before the show starts tonight, and we notice that Buzz is impatient. He's pacing around quite a bit. He'd already gone out and done his business, so we knew something was going on. So my wife asked me to tune into him to find out what was going on, and he kept giving me the word itching. And I asked him where it was, and then he showed me. Showed me where the itching was. Now, at that time, he was not scratching, he was not rubbing, he was not doing the things that typically would clue you in on the fact that his skin is itching, but the feelings were coming through, and what he showed me and those words that he used, I knew there was something wrong. And sure enough, when he came closer to me, I did a body scan of him, and I ran my hands on him, and I could feel some of the little bumps popping up. So the allergens, you know, though he had a great day, he was out there perhaps a little bit too long, so we had to go and, you know, give him a little bath and wipe him down a little bit, and then give him a little bit of medicine, and he should be hopefully have a good restful night and feel better tomorrow. But it really depends on what they want to do, you know, and they can say whatever they want to do. You know, they can be out in the back of the yard, and I tell them to come in, and they just look at me, and they just say, you know, why? We just got here. What's the hurry?
Right.
And I'm like, because I got to go do something. And they're like, well, go do it. And it's like, no, we can't do it because then you get into trouble. If I take my eyes off of you, you guys get into trouble. You go into places you're not supposed to. So we have these little conversations back and forth. So they're just like your kids from time to time. You know, they know what buttons to push. And sometimes you have to say, because Dad said so. That's why you want to do it.
Oh, I just about slapped myself in the face the first time I said that to my daughter. I was like, that's one of the things I vowed I would never say to my child was, because I said so, that's why.
Yeah, you start to realize as life goes on, you turn, I hate to say it, but you turn more and more into your parents. Those terminologies come out and little things I think about from time to time about my dad and, this is totally go off subject. You know, my dad, he was one of those guys that he carried around keys all the time. And each and every year he'd add more keys to the same keychain. And before you know it, you know, he was walking down the street and he sounded like Wyatt Earp going down the street. You know, it's like ching, ching, ching. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'll never be like that when I get older. I'm going to have like a key to my house and a key to my car, and that's the only keys I'm going to have. And just the other day I was looking, and not only do I have a whole ring full of keys, half of them I don't know what they even go to, but I've also got this little... you know, we got those little key fobs on there now, those little, what do they call them, when you go to your favorite grocery store and your favorite pet food store, you know, you get these little VIP shopper things that you put on there. Next thing you know, you've got about a dozen of those.
Yeah, I have a ton of those, too. That reminds me that you hear him talk about ka-ching, ka-ching going down the road with his keys.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and I were in Walmart yesterday, and we actually saw a guy wearing spurs walking through Walmart. And we're like, what did he do? Ride his horse to the Walmart?
Oh, my gosh. Well, now, see, being in Texas, you can get away with that a little bit. Now, if they tried doing it here in Georgia, maybe not so much. New York City, definitely. There would be some issues there. Oh, gosh.
It might be. But that, just, that brings up an interesting visual, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think, I can't
do
remember
the
last
what
time.
What is it, the little whistly thing from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and then the guy's walking down the street with his chink, 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 you know, of his spurs, and then attention, Walmart shoppers.
We've got Buckshot in aisle 4. Come on. Oh, gosh.
Showdown on aisle 13.
Come on down. Come by and get the latest copy of Good, Bad, and Ugly. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, I guess we should get on with it if anybody is ready to call in. The number to call to ask Tim to communicate with your pets is 646-915-8522. Again, that number is 646-915-8522. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and call in. And so let's go ahead and... Oh, I do have a caller on the line already. Somebody was waiting.
Good.
Okay, caller from 614, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Karen calling from Australia. How are you doing?
Hi, Karen. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was waiting, as you know. I was sitting there at 2 o'clock listening.
Fantastic. Excellent. Fantastic. Well, thanks for calling in, Karen. Which part of Australia are you in?
Sydney.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Now, I'm thinking here, it's almost summertime there, is that correct?
It is. We just had a 40 degrees Celsius day yesterday, and now it's raining today, so that's Sydney weather for you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's beautiful there. And like you said, it's lunchtime, so you probably had your lunch and getting sort of sneaking away from work a little bit, so that's nice.
Yes, fantastic. Just having a little moment for myself.
Yeah, you got to take those from time to time. So thanks for calling in. That's fantastic. And you had sent in beautiful pictures of Martok or Tok.
Yep.
And
yep.
Also your
Fern.
Fern, yes. Yes.
Fern, the Weimaraner. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we think so.
Very pretty. Okay. So I got your questions, but go ahead and ask me your questions since you honored us calling all the way in today.
Oh, okay. Well, Martok has some hair loss on, I guess, from about halfway down his back. It's bilateral. It's on both sides. And we've seen the vet about it, and we've looked at all the different options, and we've dealt with the flea issue, I think. I'm pretty sure. And so the vet thinks it's now probably just some seasonal alopecia. So I was just wondering whether Martok had anything to say on the matter, if he could give me some insight. And then just wanted to check that he's a happy boy because, you know, he's fairly new to us. He's only 16 months old. So I just want to make sure that there's nothing that I need to be doing for him that I'm not doing.
Yeah.
Looks pretty happy.
Yeah.
We try.
Happy boy, very, very active, obviously. Now, he wants to know where you're going and where are you at because we're talking, okay, so we're talking to him and he's asking where you're at. So, you know, and that, bear with me because you've heard this story about a billion times, but I got to ask these questions. When you leave the house, do you tell him where you're going to?
Usually I'll just say, I'm going to work. I'll say I'll be back. You know, I usually say I'll be back soon because sometimes I'm not really good at actually coming back at the time I say I'm going to come back.
Okay. So you'll be back soon, but you don't identify when it is. So he's taking this opportunity to ask when you're coming home. So I need to know when you're coming home. And obviously, as we've talked about before on the show, we always want to make sure that when we leave the house, no matter where we're going, whether it's to work or whether it's going to the store or whether it's going on vacation, we make sure that we tell them where we're going, which you do, which is great. You tell them when you'll be back and give them a time or how many hours. Now, if you are if you're running late and you're not going to make it on time, then the best thing you can do is just take a brief moment. Take a breath and just tell him, just project to him, say that, you know, I'm running about an hour late. I'll be there in 1 hour. Just lay down and be a good boy.
Okay, I hadn't actually thought of that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So you explain where you're going, when you'll be back, and what is he to do while you're gone. So he's very, very anxious to get going again. He seems very anxious in a good way. It's a young energy way. So he's typically the type of boy that he is waiting patiently, but as soon as you open the door, he's ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We do lots of like agility classes and things at night time. So often I get home and it's like, right, let's go.
Let's go. Good to see you again. So yeah, that's what he's asking right now. So I'm telling him basically that it's going to be about 4 more hours or so. You'll be back from work. He needs to just lay patiently, mm-hmm. and you guys will have fun tonight. So he's good. He feels good, keeping him physically and mentally stimulated. You know, so the agility is great because it does both of those. It physically stimulates him and mentally stimulates him as well. So that's a good thing you're doing there. He feels pretty good. Now, the spots are the places where he's losing the hair, they feel a little tender to me. Do you have any pink hues underneath of it, or is it just hair loss?
He has kind of dark colored skin. So there's, it doesn't really look pink because his skin isn't pink. His skin's kind of gray. But there's no cuts or abrasions, or it's just the hair's falling out.
Okay. It feels like I think the allergy thing definitely is in play here. It feels
okay.
A little tender to me. And so though the skin may not look pink because it has darker skin, underneath of it could be a little tender. I don't think mm-hmm. it's anything major to worry about, but I do, especially at such a young age, we want to keep an eye out on those allergies, especially if he's very active. So, you know, as long as the hair's not, I don't see any clumps or it's consistent hair loss, correct?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look totally moth-eaten. It's all kind of coming off nice and evenly, which I suppose is a thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No,
so it's
that's
not coming
okay.
off in patches? He doesn't have, like, bald spots?
No, he has, just from his the middle of his back down on the sides, there's just a real thinning of the hair, which is not so noticeable because his skin is so dark.
Gotcha.
But would you tell everybody what kind of a dog he is? Because this is a breed that I have never actually heard of before.
Oh, he's a coolie. They're an Australian herding breed, so they're meant to be able to herd, you know, pretty much anything. So we purchased him from a farm in the Hunter Valley, and there's not too many of them around. They're just becoming sort of more popular now, but they're really nice, you know, moderate dog, medium size, medium coat.
Well, he's a good looking fella, and he just
yeah,
looks
we
like
think
he
so.
Likes that water so much.
We can't keep him out of it.
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, he feels good. I wouldn't worry too much about it if he had checked by the veterinarian. It feels a little tender, and that could just be because of some allergies that he's having associated with the seasonal type of thing. You know, there are things you can do to help him out. You may want to ask your veterinarian about introducing some vitamin E into his diet or some other sort
okay.
of oils such as flaxseed oil or some those type of things into his diet that will help his skin and his coat and make it not only more shiny and supple, but it'll make it stronger. So you may want to ask your veterinarian mm-hmm. about that as well. Overall, he's doing good. He's doing good. You have to.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome on that. So I think you're in good shape there. And you also said, yeah, if you have time, we can address your questions with Fern.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I mean,
I have something to play for you, Karen, first, so hold on.
Okay.
Call me time to the rescue. Call me time to the rescue. We love call me time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all right. My dogs love call me time, too.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What?
And, Tim, I have been known to sing it to my dogs.
Oh, see, there you go. And I'm not even asking royalties, so that works out real well.
That's right.
Well, when I get my new hit TV show, I know who my first sponsor is going to be. I'm going to be hitting up for you. I do know that. So. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, dear. So... my other question was about Fern, my Weimaraner, who passed away last year. And I think I've just got a bit of guilt going on about that because my husband and I argued about the timing, and I kind of put my foot down, and because I felt very strongly that it was time to have her put to sleep, but it's just been rough dealing with it.
Yeah. Well, she says she had some problems for quite a while. She was strong for a long time, but she said that she had problems for quite a while, especially towards the end. Very hard to get around. Did she have some...
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she said that body was... So you did the right thing. She said that body had run its course. And she lived 13 and a half, so that's a pretty good life for a Weimar Reiner.
Yeah.
So, no, I
she's okay with it.
Yeah, yeah, she's glad to see that. Now, do you have do you have another dog now? She showed me another dog.
Yeah, I've got three dogs.
Three dogs. Okay, she showed me another one. So, do you have another one that looks like her, or as far as like size, or one a mate of hers?
We lost our border collie, who obviously doesn't look like her, but we lost him in April when she went in December. So, and then we've got two smaller ones.
Okay, there's another big one. She said there's another one like her coming back around. It's not her, per se. It's not her energy coming back around. She's not ready for that yet. She comes around a lot, though. She comes around a lot, she says. Do you see her? Do you feel her around a lot?
I've felt her with me at work and in the car and things like that, more than at home. But she has taught Martok how to steal off the bench, which was, you know, something I could have done without, frankly.
They will. They do those teachings. We talk about that, and you know, some of them are the good things we want them to teach, and there's also the ones we wish they could have left behind, but they always teach. So, yeah. She says she's around a lot, and obviously you guys had a close bond, and she just I think the reason she's with you in the times when you're alone is she does want you to, you know, sort of realize you're on the right track and you did everything you could. It was time for her. She said that body wasn't going to serve her anymore. She felt really, to me, felt really sore, couldn't get around, had to be helped a lot, and that wasn't her. She was a very lively, lively girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't wear. Yeah. And so I think, you know, as we get closer to, you know, the anniversary of her transition, you know, for me, my suggestion to you would be to, you know, do something in honor of her. You know, pull out her favorite pictures, put together a collage, put together something on the refrigerator, something that's sort of an honoring thing. I know you've already got pictures out and about of her now, but, you know, do a little thing to sort of reflect back on all those great times that you had together, and that will help, I think, you get a little bit more closure.
Yeah, that's a lovely idea. Thank you. And thank you so much for just giving me that little bit of I don't know, her ideas and just being able to contact with her, because it has really been bothering me. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
No worries. Well, I'm going to go. So thank you. You guys both do a great show, and I will be downloading it and listening to the rest of it later.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Have a great evening.
You're
welcome. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was awesome.
How about that?
I enjoyed that call a lot.
Yeah, that's fantastic for her sharing. Obviously, she's a big fan, which is fantastic, and her babies are beautiful, so that's great to share that as well. And I just love I love modern technology. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, I spent 20 years as a telecom sales professional, and, you know, I sort of saw the first cell phones come about, the big block, you know, the big huge things, and that cost $1,400 a phone. And now I'm seeing phones and technology that I worked on 4 or 5 years ago before this gift developed and I started pursuing it full time. I'm starting to see those phones come into play, you know, phones that show you can watch live TV on the phones and video downloads and all this crazy stuff. These are things I worked on 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, I caught myself the other day thinking, you know, nowadays with, you know, internet technology and Skype and all the Vonage and all the wonderful things that you can call through your computer, through your IP, and call anywhere in the world. And in a lot of cases, there's no additional cost to it. And you know, I was thinking back when I was growing up, we were afraid to call, you know, someone that was out of our area code because that was a long-distance
right.
call. You know, my mom would kill me if she knew I was calling a different area code.
Right, and today we get calls from Australia.
From Australia, so it's just fantastic.
Can't get much farther away than that.
I know. So going back to our kids, I'm glad I don't have kids. I would be boring them with these type of stories, so I get to share them with you and your audience instead.
Oh, and they eat them up. They love it.
Back in my day, we had party lines. We had to share phone lines.
Back in the olden days when dinosaurs roamed the earth,
that's right.
We had to turn a dial to the phone. We didn't have those button things.
That's right. That's why my finger's crooked like this, you know.
All right. That's enough of that. Well, we have two more photos on the page, and for those of you who want to view the photos of the animals that Tim is talking to tonight, you can go to my website. That's www.mytarotdreams.com/pets, and I do have that website posted in the chat. And one more time, it's www.mytarotdreams.com/pets. So let's go ahead and talk to Brownie. Now, Brownie's mom or dad, I can't remember which, sent me that photo last month after the show had aired, and I can't find the email. I don't know. I don't remember who the mommy or the daddy is of Brownie. I don't remember the question. I don't remember anything about it, so we're kind of flying blind here.
Well,
on Brownie.
Well, we'll see what Brownie has to say, and if Brownie's human companion happens to be listening in, give us a call or jump in the chat room, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you got tonight of Brownie. But Brownie says, I'm feeling a lot of heavy breathing right now. So I'm curious, I feel Brownie's a little wondering about the weight a little bit. So we want to make sure we're keeping Brownie on a good, healthy diet. Make sure Brownie is also, you're supplementing the diet with some good, healthy vegetables, things like squash and green beans and whole carrots. Those type of things will make her feel, will make Brownie feel full, but yet you'll give fiber to Brownie, so Brownie will process it a little bit easier and keep the weight down a little bit. But it feels real heavy right now, so I'm wondering about if it's a weight type of thing or something's going on. It doesn't seem like it's an exercise type of thing. It seems like it's just a older, heavier breathing type of thing. So I don't think it's anything to get overly concerned about, but just keep an eye on it. And if it is a weight thing, there are some wonderful ways to keep that managed by supplementing some whole foods into the diet. And
okay.
And I see a little, Brian showed me a little kid, a child, walking child, terrible with ages, six, seven, eight, somewhere around that. We'll say 5 to 8. Give me a little margin for error there. And loves this child. So I don't know if there's a grandchild or a child in the house, but there's a lot of love going on. Nothing major. Just wanted to share that. So Brian's in a very sharing mood. Everything seems to be going good with Brownie right at this moment. Brownie's not sharing anything that's real negative right now. More of the people and the things around Brownie. So I think everything's okay. If we've had some issues with Brownie, I want to keep an eye on that weight. That breathing feels heavy to me, so I just want to keep an eye on that. So that's what I would suggest.
Okay.
So if that's what we've got on Brownie tonight, other than that, good night. Good. It feels like a good night for Brownie, not sharing anything else with me. This child is interesting, so... Yeah, if you happen to be listening in, give us a call or drop in the chat room or drop us an email later on after the show, and we'll be glad to follow up on that as well.
Okay. We do have another caller on the line. I'm not sure. They don't have their hand up, so I'm not sure they want to talk. But I'm going to go ahead and answer it anyway. The caller from the area code 305, you're on the air.
Good evening. How are you, Annette? This is Deanna. How are you?
Oh, hi, Deanna. It's always good to hear from you.
I just tuned in, or at least I just called in. Do you have Tim on tonight?
I'm here. Yes. How are you tonight?
I am very well, and so are my two little dogs.
Oh, good. They're having a good night tonight?
Yes. Just a very, very good night. I have no questions. I'm just calling to listen in and learn.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
And okay. A nice blessing. Send you an all-encompassing blessing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
That's
you
very
so
sweet.
Much.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
You so much, Deanna.
Thank you. Yep.
And I hope everything's going well with you right now. I know you called in a week or two ago as well, telling us that your situation had been resolved. So we're very glad about that.
It was resolved last Monday, and things are still, you know, still stumbling along. But I guess over the next 2 months, things will be becoming steadier.
Okay. Well, excellent, excellent. And so I'll just go ahead and mute you so you can continue to listen. And then we'll get busy talking to Copter and see who else wants to call in then.
Thank
I knew
you.
Your number looked familiar. I just couldn't think of who it was.
Thank you, number to remember, and I'll try to call in every Tuesday.
All right. I'd appreciate that. Okay, well, thank you so much, Deanna.
Good night, Annette. Good night, Tim.
Good night. Good night.
Okay. So, well, I guess it's time to talk to Copter then.
Yeah. I just started itching. How's his fleas? How's his itching?
They're actually a lot better. They're not completely gone.
Okay.
But we got him a flea collar, and then we had several days of really cold weather. So they're just about gone. He's still got a couple, but it's not anything near like it was last month.
Good. Yeah, I think he feels better. He does feel better. I got it as soon as I said that. He showed me a little itch, so I got a little itch behind my right ear, so I don't know if he scratched there, if he's scratching there now. If he's not, when we get done with the show, check behind his right ear and his sort of right neck, right ear area. Make sure there's nothing
okay.
going on there as far as little critters or a little sore spot. But he feels better. And did you have a visitor?
That's actually his favorite spot to get scratched.
Ah, well, maybe that's what it is then. Because, yeah, as soon as I said, because I asked him how he's feeling because he felt better. And as soon as I did that, the back of sort of right behind my right ear and upper neck where it meets the skull started.
Yeah, every time I give him a good hard scratch right there, he moans.
Ah, excellent.
Favorite
excellent.
Spot.
I'm going to test somebody. Give me a good heart scratch there. Maybe that's what I need. I don't know. But that felt good.
Never
so,
know.
Giving that, so he feels good. Did you have a visitor recently? Did you have a guest over or a friend, Popeye? He said there was somebody.
Yeah, my cousin was over yesterday.
Okay. He said that's okay. Are they coming back soon?
Well, probably. Probably not for a few days, but yeah, probably. She's over here
okay.
quite often.
Copter gets along with her okay?
Oh, yeah. He loves
yeah,
her.
Yeah, there you go. So he was asking about her, which is very interesting, because Copter's a very very private guy, so it's good. So I knew it had to be somebody he liked, which is a good thing. Other than that,
yeah, he loves her.
Yeah, he's feeling good. I think everything looks good with him. I'm glad to see the fleas are getting a little bit under control. So you got to make sure that keep in mind when the colder weather hits outside, which will kill off the ones that are outside. We got to animals always like to or pests always like to migrate in, so we got to be careful of that as well. Other than
that's why we
yeah.
got the flea collar and got the flea spray that. He will only allow us to spray on the furniture and the carpet, and then he'll stay off of it until the nasty smell is gone.
Yeah. So no, he's doing pretty good. He seems to be a happy boy. So give him some good scratches behind his right ear, and I think he'll be happy tonight. But he feels pretty good. Not any complaints. He just seems to be pretty good tonight.
Nothing else on his mind. Is there anything in particular that he wants that he's not getting?
No, he always wants he's shown me a lot of different food. He's shown me,
Oh, yeah.
Did you have chicken tonight?
Yesterday.
Did you, yesterday. Okay, yeah. He's showing the rotisserie type. He's showing me pulling off. Did you give him some off the table?
Yes, yeah. I can't resist those big brown eyes.
I tell you these things, and I tell you these things, and you never listen to me. Yeah, he showed me. He was actually showing me the pulling off of the meat. So he was liking that. So he must be really good tonight because he's hitting me up for things, telling me he's feeling okay, hitting me up for food. He's very food motivated, so he's very much into that. Likes his chicken. So now he seems to be pretty good. But this is he's giving me a great segue. Because, as we know, just in a few short weeks, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving here.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving here in the States, we have to say, because we got our wonderful friend from Australia calling in and people from around the world. So we'll have to start specifying what we're talking about. So here coming up in a few weeks, we have Thanksgiving coming up here in the States. And obviously, it's a very festive time. We have friends and family over, and we have big meals and wonderful things. Two things you have to be careful, though, during this time of festivities is, one, the food, obviously, is a big one. It's not uncommon for us or our guests to slip the kitties and the puppies some extra little treats, such as a turkey or some stuffing or a little roll or things that drop on the floor. But we have to be very careful of those type of things because some of those things can trigger some allergies that the animals have allergies to particular types of food, especially poultry. We also have to be careful if there are bones from the food that we're eating laying around. We've got to be careful around those things. So be extra careful.
Poultry
try not to.
Really bad for poultry bones, especially chicken bones, are really bad for dogs, right? They can splinter and
absolutely
puncture them.
That's right. They're very thin and very fragile, and they splinter easily. And so, if a dog or a cat's eating one of those, they can swallow it, and definitely could splinter off and cause some severe issues, and actually can cause some possible death from choking. So you got to be careful that this time of year in particular to not, not to go to the extreme. Be careful with your guests around. Make sure there's no things falling on the floor that would trigger some issues with them and trigger some possible challenges. And then the other thing you have to be careful of this time of year as we go into Thanksgiving is because we have so many guests over and we're so busy talking and enjoying ourselves, sometimes this puts a lot of stress on our animals. And to alleviate that stress, a lot of times those animals will choose to either go hide into a different room or they'll take the opportunity to leave out the door and get away from that type of energy,
right,
which causes some problems. So, I do a lot of work, as I've mentioned before, with lost animals, and it always seems during the holidays and festivity times seems to be the worst because people get caught up in all the activities, and they tend to not recognize that their pet has left, and we got to be careful of that. So, as always, keep an eye on your pets. Keep them involved in everything that's going on. Let them know ahead of time what's going to happen and what you need from them and why it's going to be a good thing for them. And treat them like a normal part of the family. Don't ignore them. Just keep them close at hand, but stay away from the table scraps.
Okay, I know. I'm the world's worst.
He's adorable. You can't avoid it, though.
I know. I do try to, sneak him a green bean every now and then to make sure he's got a veggie or something.
That sounds good. One green bean and a chicken leg.
There you go. Except for the bone. No bone.
No
bone. Speaking of bones, now, beef and pork bones, are those okay to give them?
Well, I think in moderation, you never want them to consume the bone itself. It's okay to give them a big, thick, hearty bone to be able to chew the extra meat off of and the marrow, those type of things. But when it gets down to, when the exterior coating of the bone is gone and it's starting to show some wear, then it's time to take it and pitch it and get rid of it. Because you never want them to get to the point where they're actually biting into the bone, breaking it off, because even the bones such as beef and pork, even though the bones are typically larger, they can also cause some splintering, can also cause some issues. So let them, you know, if you want to give them a bone with a little bit of meat and miro on it and let them chew around on that for a while, that's fine. But keep it close at hand. Never let them take it off on their own. And definitely don't let it get to the point where it's they're starting to break it in two because it can cause some issues as well.
Okay. All right. So I read in this month's newsletter that you are going to be doing some online classes. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
Absolutely. So we, you know, the monthly e-newsletter, if you haven't signed up for it, then please do. It's absolutely free, and you can sign up for it by going to the website, which is wagging-tales.com, wagging-tales.com, or you can go to Annette's website, My Tarot Dreams, and the information's on there as well. And sign up for the free e-newsletter that comes out the first day of every month, and it's chock full of wonderful information. And one of the bits of information we added in there this month was teleseminars. Teleseminars and workshops that we're going to be offering via the phone in 2010. So we're putting the framework around them right now and hope to be offering them sometime first quarter of next year. And, you know, as you know, I have done quite a few workshops in the past, everything from animal communication, sort of animal communication 101 and how to learn to communicate with your animals and get into that quiet space and learn to connect with them at a deeper level. And I've done workshops on everything from holistic alternatives, holistic foods for animals, flower essences for animals, map dowsing to find lost animals. So we got a whole series of workshops that I've done in the past, but they've all been at locations. So they've been either here in the greater Atlanta area, or if a group or organization invited me to their location and had enough participants, usually about 10 people in the class, then I'll come in, I'll fly in or drive into their location, and we put together a face-to-face workshop. But as you know, right now it's a little bit of a challenge for everybody to get to Atlanta, and it's a little bit of a challenge to get a larger group together all in one location. So I've had a lot of requests over the past year to put together some teleseminars, some things where we can do 1 or 2 hours a night, 1 or 2 hours of a workshop over multiple days. So, for instance, we would maybe set up a workshop on a Saturday afternoon from noon to 2, and we would run it consecutively for 4 to 6 weeks, and we would teach some of these classes that we talked about a little bit earlier. So I think that the best thing I would recommend is for if you're interested in learning about what it is that I usually talk about and teach, you can go to the website, wagging-tales.com. Take a look at the list. There's a tab on there for workshops, and it'll show you the different types of workshops that I put on. And drop me an email. Drop me an email at timlink@wagging-tales.com. Let me know what type of workshop you're interested in, and let me know what day of the week and time that would be most suitable for you. And then what we're going to try to do in the first quarter next year is map out which classes are the most popular, put them together in a teleseminar, and get people signed up, and we'll just do them online, which would be a combination of telephones and PDFs and recorded workshop material, so we can send it to you so you'll have it for later use, or if you happen to miss a class, you can catch up by listening to the audio download of it. So it should be a real good thing. So keep an eye on it. Sign up for the e-newsletter. Tell me what you'd like to learn, and we'll see if we can put something together for you.
And do you have a price point set on that yet?
We don't yet. We're trying just to determine which ones the people want and how we want to structure it. We should have something on that hopefully by the end of the year, so we can let people know. We want to give everybody, you know, at least a couple of months advance notice of when the workshop's going to be, give you enough time to rob the piggy bank and set aside your time and try to give you as much notice as you can. But if it goes well, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to do these on an ongoing basis, and it just makes it nice, makes it a lot more flexible for people, and gives me an opportunity to get out there and get the message out to more people.
Right, and you can take advantage of the class without having to pay for a hotel room and airfare.
Absolutely.
So, okay, well, we got about 15 minutes left to the show, so if anybody else has any questions for Tim, if you want him to talk to your pet, the number to call is 646-915-8522. All right. So, now I did notice something else in the newsletter about trusting your intuition. And you had a very good example on there about a lady whose cat was lost, and she just kept feeling that the cat was in her neighbor's apartment.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a fun little story, and it turned out very, very well. But the message behind it is to trust your intuition. I'd gotten in contact. A lady contacted me. She lived in New York City. She lived in the Bronx, I believe it was. And she had called me because her cat came up missing and had been missing for 24 hours. Now, it's a very good thing to call me. If you've got a lost pet, contact me because I can definitely help you out. And the sooner you contact me, the better. Because when an animal becomes missing and it's very early on, then there's a greater opportunity for us, a greater chance of us to be able to bring that animal back, ask them to come back, or help you locate them, because their focus is at that point is more on the reason they left at the time. Maybe it's exploring. It's still new to them. They tend to stay relatively close, within miles or less of where you're located at. But as time goes on, then their thought patterns change. It turns into more of a instinctual thing where they're worrying about their livelihood. So they're more worried about right. finding food, finding shelter, finding protection, those type of things, and they start to wander a little bit further to find those type of things. And the next thing you know, as more time goes by, their attention is focused on survival, so they communicate less with me because they're focused on surviving instead of talking to me. And they explore a little bit further, so it's harder, that our area that we have to douse for and to locate becomes much greater. So this lady in New York City, she did a great thing by contacting me within 24 hours of her cat missing, and we had a discussion about it. And she kept saying over and over that, she just felt that the cat was close, but she just wasn't sure where to look. She'd asked her neighbors across the hallway from her. She lived in an apartment complex there in New York. And she asked her neighbors across the hallway if they'd seen her cat. Can they please look inside the apartment? And they were a little bit reluctant at first. And they're like, fine, we'll look, but we haven't seen the cat, and we haven't seen the cat in our apartment. So they did a quick look, didn't come up with anything. And she came back, and she is just gnawing on her. Instincts told her that her cat was close, and it was definitely in an apartment, and she knew that she just had to continue to pester people until she found out where the cat was. And so I told her, use those instincts, use that gut feeling that you have, and act upon it, because you have that connection with your cat, you have that heart connection, you know how to telepathically connect with your animals, whether you know it or not, so use that instinct and follow up on it. And sure enough, several hours went by, and she decided she'd go back over to the neighbors one more time just to have them look, just to make sure that they didn't miss anything. Maybe the cat was hiding behind a piece of furniture or something. And sure enough, they reluctantly once again checked for the cat one more time. They looked behind a couch that they had, and there was her cat. The cat had snuck into their apartment. When they opened the door, they didn't know it. They closed the door. The cat was unsure what was going on, so natural instinct is to hide. So hid underneath the closest piece of furniture the cat could find, and lo and behold, it was behind the couch right there in their apartment. So it was a big sigh of relief. Fortunately, she kept with her instincts, kept the persistence part about it, and followed through with it and found her cat. So, the moral story, use those instincts that you have. You hear about, your gut feeling. Well, the gut feeling is your gut is a chakra that you have. You know, that's your solar plexus chakra. That's your third chakra, your yellow chakra, if people are familiar with all those things. And that's your knowing. That's your knowing center. That's the thing that triggers in you that says, I know what I know, and if I trust it, it will come true. It will come through.
Right.
It will let me know what's going on. And I
right, and I wanted to say, just like when you go to the doctor, nobody knows your body better than you know your than you do. You know,
yeah.
Not even the doctor knows your body better than you do. And the same is true of your pets. Nobody knows your pet better than you do. So when you've got a feeling that something's not right, you know, especially as far as their health is concerned, then I would trust that. I call it SARS. You know, something ain't right syndrome. You know, because you know when something's not right with your pet, when they're not acting right. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Trust
you know, it's trust it, definitely so. Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because, you know, I'll be speaking at events. I speak at women's clubs and AKC clubs and cat clubs and, you know, all these different clubs and organizations. And I'm explaining to them about what animal communication is all about and trying to break it down in the most simplistic form. And one of the things that I tell people, I ask them to everybody raise their hands if you've actually saw your animal, there wasn't any outwardly sign that there was something wrong, but you knew there was. You knew that what your cat wasn't feeling well, you knew there's something wrong with your dog, couldn't quite figure out what it was, but you knew it and you acted upon it. How many people in the room have done that? And, you know, it turns out like 70-80% of the people will raise their hands. And
mm-hmm.
then I'll ask them again. I'll say, you know, okay, out of all those people that have had that feeling, that knowing, that gut feeling, how many of you actually have acted upon it, taken your dog or cat to the veterinarian, and sure enough, there was a problem? And, I, you know, 90-95% of the people that actually acted upon it found the problem, you know, knew there was a problem, took the cat to the veterinarian, and lo and behold, yep, there was a problem. So, yeah, use those intuitions, use those gut feelings, and trust those things and act upon them, and they'll lead you in the right direction.
Okay. All right, so one last time before we leave, go ahead and tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, how they can sign up for your newsletter, and where they can find a copy of your book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail.
Yeah, so we're doing quite well. The best thing to find out all about me and animal communications and the wonderful free e-newsletter is to go to the website, which is wagging-tails.com. That's wagging-tails.com, and you can find out all kinds of wonderful information there. We get helpful hints, tips, and we actually have a wonderful November promotion. We got a promotion going on for the month of November, where if you sign up for a 30-minute or a one-hour consultation with me, a private consultation, then I will send you a free autographed copy of my latest book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail, at no charge, absolutely free. So if you've already got a copy, but you'd like to give one to a friend or family member as we're getting closer to the holidays, this is a great opportunity to find out what's going on with your pets and pick up a free copy of the book. You can. You don't have to use the consultation during the month of November. It's good for 1 year, so you can use it at any time and still get the free book. And you can actually give it away as a gift certificate. So if you want to use it as a combination present going into the holidays where you give a friend or family member a 30-minute or one-hour consultation for their pets and get the free book, then we'll be glad to do that as well. So it's a nice little promotion, so take advantage of it. And to learn more about the book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail, you can go to the website, wagging-tails.com, or you can peruse through a copy and purchase a copy either on the website or go to your favorite retailer or online retailer. It's available nationwide. It's available worldwide. Well, not quite, but it's available nationwide. And of course, on my website, I'll send it anywhere you want me to send it to. I'll be glad to do that.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on for yet another month, Tim. Check him out, wagging-tails, T-A-L-E-S.com. and pick up a copy of his book. It's really, really good. And he's got all kinds of tips in there for pet care and what to do if your pet gets lost and all that other good stuff. So pick that up at all major booksellers. So thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Annette. It's great
being here yet again.
Definitely so. My pleasure again. And for everybody listening, we'll be back December 1st. Can you believe that? December 1st, we'll be back here. It'll be the last one for the year, and I'm sure we'll have all kinds of wonderful tips and advice. Send in your pictures early. And
you know what that means? It means the New Year's Day is going to be the January one.
is that right? No, New Year's Day will be on a Friday. So,
are you sure?
Yeah, we'll be on after. Oh, my gosh, don't do that to me. You know, I'll be howling at the moon with all the rest of the critters out there. Definitely so. But yeah, we'll be back first Tuesday of every month. We're back here, and I appreciate it so much, Annette. It's always a pleasure. And, everybody send in your pictures early. Block out the time. And, hey, if our friends from Australia can call us and block out the time, then everybody else can as well. So get on the phone. Let's talk about it.
That's right. All right. So join me next week right here on Paranormal Talk at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for the big Halloween investigation reveal. And you'll get to hear all about what we found, what evidence we collected. We'll be showing you photos, videos, and playing audio files for you of everything that we found in the haunted, abandoned hospital. And just as a little teaser, I did see a full body apparition at one point during the evening. So join me for that. That is Tuesday, November 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all next week.